Welcome back to the Deep Dive, everyone. You know the drill. We're all about getting you up to speed, right? Giving you the knowledge you need without drowning you in information. And today, well, today's topic is a big one: artificial intelligence, but specifically how it's shaking up the world of procurement, how companies get the things they need, how they manage those resources. It's changing fast.
And we've done the heavy lifting for you, I'd say. Gone through a ton of research from some of the biggest names out there, the Deloittes, the McKinseys, Bain, Rollenberger, EY, you name it, plus the market analysis from firms like Market.us, ABI Research. Mm. So we're talking a pretty comprehensive look at just how much AI is impacting procurement already.
Because it's not just a future thing anymore, is it?
Yeah.
It's happening now. And I think this stat from Deloitte's latest survey really drives that home. 92%. A full 92% of chief procurement officers, they were either planning or already testing out generative AI in 2024. That's huge. So today, we're cutting through the noise, laying out exactly where AI stands in procurement right now, how it's being used, you know, practically in the real world, what's holding it back, and of course, what's coming next. Your AI and procurement crash course, if you will.
Exactly. And I think a good place to start is, well, the money, right? How much is being invested and what kind of returns are companies seeing? Because this isn't just theoretical interest anymore. Deloitte found that about 11% of organizations were already putting over $1 million into generative AI, specifically for their sourcing and procurement.
And get this, that number is expected to double just like that in a single year. Deloitte's predicting that by 2025, 22% of organizations will be investing $1 million or more. Now, that's got to tell you something about how much faith there is in this technology.
Yeah. And it's not blind faith either. You know, about half the companies that have already adopted AI for procurement, they're seeing their return on investment double compared to their old methods. And some, the ones who are really ahead of the curve, they're seeing returns 5 times bigger than their initial investment. That's powerful stuff.
Absolutely. And it's not just about saving money directly. McKinsey's research shows that by next year, they're projecting AI-powered procurement solutions will speed up transactions by up to 40%. Think about that, doing things almost twice as fast, all while bringing down those operational costs. Time is money, right?
Yeah, for sure. And if you zoom out a bit, look at the bigger strategic picture, the Economist Impact Survey, they really highlight how crucial AI is becoming in procurement strategies. Their research shows accelerating digitalization is a top priority for procurement leaders over the next year or so. And you know what? AI adoption is front and center for 44% of those leaders. So this isn't just a fad. It's a core part of how procurement's evolving.
Okay, so we've got the money, we've got the potential, but where exactly is AI making the biggest difference in procurement right now, like on a day-to-day basis? Let's get into some of those real-world applications. Yeah. And one that keeps popping up is this idea of source-to-contract transformation. What exactly does that mean?
So basically, it's the whole process, you know, from figuring out what you need, finding potential suppliers, hammering out the terms, all the way to signing the contract and then managing it. And surveys, they show this is where AI has the most potential to really revolutionize procurement. 56% of those surveyed pointed to it. And think of all the steps involved. AI can already automate so much of it. 19% of organizations, for example, are using AI to generate those first requests. You know, the RFIs, the RFPs, RFQs, the first step when reaching out to suppliers.
Which, if you've ever had to put one together, you know it's a ton of work. Detail after detail can take forever. But here's where it gets really interesting to me, AI and contract management. 16% of procurement leaders, they see this as the most valuable application of generative AI. That's the AI that actually creates new content. And in this case, contract-related stuff.
Yeah. It's a big deal. Imagine an AI that goes through all those complex legal documents for you, flags any risks buried in all that fine print, keeps track of every little obligation on both sides, and even like manages those renewal dates so you never miss a deadline. It makes the whole process faster, more secure, way less chance of missing something critical.
Makes sense. And then we've got supplier intelligence and risk management. You know, with so much data involved in understanding your suppliers, it feels like AI was made for this kind of analysis.
You got it. About 14% of procurement leaders, they're focused on using AI to completely change how they screen potential suppliers, even how they manage those early tender processes, those invitations to bid. And here's a great example. EY, the consulting firm, and Microsoft, they've teamed up to use AI to really dig deep into supplier analysis. Going beyond just basic checks, they're looking at performance history, risk factors, even how well a supplier aligns with the buyer's long-term goals.
So it's not just about getting the cheapest deal anymore. It's about AI sifting through all that supplier data to give you a much clearer picture, right?
I see.
That kind of market intelligence can totally change how you negotiate, how you build those relationships, even spark some new ideas for more resilient, you know, innovative partnerships. You're being proactive, not just reacting when something goes wrong.
Right. That's the idea. And it's not just about suppliers. This data-driven approach is also transforming how procurement links up with the finance side of things, automating those essential but often very repetitive processes. Accenture, another big consulting firm, they've got a great internal AI system that shows this in action.
Oh, yeah. I was reading about that. Their AI for managing general ledger accounts. That sounded really interesting. And for anyone who doesn't know, that general ledger is basically the heart of any company's finances. It tracks every transaction.
And what's really impressive here is how Accenture has woven their AI model right into their existing procurement tech. They've got this AI that suggests the correct general ledger account for every purchase, and they have over 5,000 to choose from. It's all linked up with their SAP Ariba system, you know, for employee purchases, and their SAP S/4HANA for accounts payable, managing those invoices.
Sounds incredibly streamlined. So what's the impact been like, I mean, in real terms?
It's been huge, honestly. Much smoother purchase requisition process. Way fewer errors in accounts payable, invoices, payments, all that. It's more efficient overall. And the data quality is much better. And the scale is impressive. This AI handles something like 200,000 purchase orders and 1.1 million invoices every year. It's not just a separate tool. It's built right into how they operate.
So AI is getting down to the nuts and bolts of procurement, not just the high-level stuff. And it's not just Accenture benefiting, right? I mean, we're seeing some pretty amazing results from their clients, too.
Definitely. Look at retail, for example. Bain and Company, they've developed these AI tools for shelf and space planning in stores. Might not seem directly related to procurement, but these tools are making a big difference. Better demand forecasting, optimized pricing, smarter inventory management, and what does that mean? A more efficient supply chain, less waste, faster inventory turnover, lower operational costs, AI driving better purchasing decisions, basically.
Makes sense. Knowing what customers will buy means knowing what to buy and when. Simple as that. Any other industries where this is really making a difference?
In life sciences, Bain worked with Amgen, the biotech company, to automate a lot of their documentation, streamline those regulatory compliance processes, and speed up drug development. This is a great example of how AI can tackle very specific industry issues while still delivering those core benefits. Faster processes, more accuracy, better compliance.
And it says a lot that these big consulting firms are not just preaching AI to their clients, they're using it themselves, you know, internally to get better at what they do.
For sure. Like Bain, they've given 13,000 of their consultants access to ChatGPT Enterprise. That's a really powerful AI tool for text and code generation. It helps them research better, communicate better with clients, optimize their workflows. And of course, Accenture's own AI solution for general ledgers, that's a prime example of how their own internal transformation is shaping what they offer to clients.
It really shows they believe in this tech, right? When they're not just talking about it, but using it themselves at that scale. And a lot of this innovation seems to be coming from these partnerships between different kinds of companies.
That's crucial to understand. You've got consulting firms with all their industry knowledge, and then you've got tech companies with the AI algorithms, the platforms. It's a powerful combination. EY and Microsoft working together, that's a great example of that.
Like combining business smarts with the raw power of AI, right?
Exactly. And it's having a big impact on the procurement tech landscape itself. The big players, you know, Ariba, Coupa, Evalua, GEP, they're all integrating generative AI into their software. Plus, you've got these newer, smaller companies focusing on a very specific AI tools, like for autonomous sourcing, where AI basically picks suppliers for you or automated negotiations. It's a really exciting and dynamic space right now.
And it's not just about the tech itself, right? It's about having the people who can actually use it properly.
Absolutely. That's why these partnerships often involve a lot of training, upskilling, EY investing heavily in training their consultants on AI. That's a good example. They know you need both the tech and the people who know how to use it.
Okay, so looking forward now, what's all this mean for the future of procurement? We're already seeing big changes. But what's coming in 2025 and beyond as AI really takes hold.
Well, I think the big picture is procurement's role is going to change fundamentally, become much more strategic.
Yeah.
Roland Berger, they're predicting AI could help improve compliance by up to 100% by 2025. That's a game changer, right?
Wow, double the compliance rates? That would be massive. And so much less risk for companies.
For sure. And like we said before, most procurement leaders, 60% in fact, they think generative AI is going to reshape jobs in their field. But interestingly, they're mostly optimistic about it. 48% see it as an opportunity, creating new roles, redefining existing ones. Only 11% see it as a threat, like jobs being lost.
That's good to hear. Sounds like the focus is on AI helping people, not replacing them. So in this AI-powered future, what will procurement people actually be doing day to day?
We'll probably see a lot more autonomous negotiation where AI handles contract terms, optimizing them based on life market data, company goals, all that. Predictive supplier risk management will be a lot more sophisticated, with AI spotting potential problems, financial, political, environmental, you name it, often before they even happen. And strategic category management, that's managing groups of similar purchases, that'll be supercharged by real-time market intelligence from AI. And the link between procurement, finance, operations, it'll be much smoother, more automated thanks to AI. Procurement will be less about just processing transactions and more about strategy, adding value to the business.
Sounds pretty efficient, pretty impactful. But let's be real. Any big tech shift comes with challenges. What are some of the biggest hurdles companies are facing or expect to face when trying to really embrace AI in procurement?
Right, the potential is huge, but there are roadblocks. Data is a big one. You know the saying, garbage in, garbage out. Well, it applies to AI too. If the data AI learns from is bad, inaccurate, incomplete, inconsistent, scattered across different systems, the insights it gives you will be bad too.
Makes sense. AI is only as good as the information it's working with. What else are companies struggling with?
A lot of procurement teams, even the leaders, they just don't have a deep understanding of AI yet. What it is, how it works, how to use it effectively, even basic things like knowing what transparency and explainability mean in the context of AI, that can be a real problem when you're trying to choose the right AI vendor, implement it responsibly.
So it's not enough to just buy the software. You need to know how to use it, how to make sense of what it's telling you.
Exactly. And then there's the human factor. Change management, resistance to new things, moving from old, often manual ways of doing procurement to these new AI-powered systems, that's a big cultural shift. People worry about their jobs, worry they won't be able to keep up. It's understandable.
Yeah, that fear of automation is real. What other practical challenges are companies dealing with?
Integrating these new AI solutions with their existing IT systems, which are often old, outdated, that can be a nightmare. Those old systems were never designed for AI. You end up with these technical roadblocks, expensive workarounds, and sometimes procurement teams haven't really thought through what specific problems they want AI to solve. They get caught up in all the fancy features AI vendors are selling, but those features might not even be the right fit for their needs, like using a really specialized tool for a simple job.
Right, the wrong tool for the job.
Mm-hmm.
And what about the companies providing these AI solutions? Any challenges there?
Managing those vendors can be tricky. If you don't really understand AI, the vendor landscape, you can end up relying too much on a few vendors, getting locked in. You might miss out on more innovative solutions from newer, smaller companies. There's also a tendency to stick with what you know, even if newer suppliers might be a better fit, because of existing relationships, procurement processes that favor the established players.
So playing it safe can actually hold you back from getting the best AI solutions. And what about data security? Procurement deals with a lot of sensitive information, pricing, supplier details, all that.
That's a huge concern. AI needs a lot of data to work its magic. Supplier info, pricing agreements, contract terms, internal data. You have to make sure all that's protected. And the regulations around AI, data protection, they're constantly changing. It's a challenge, and it can definitely slow down AI implementation.
It's a tough balance, isn't it? Getting the benefits of AI while keeping all that confidential information safe. What's the final big challenge you're seeing?
I think the last one is governance and standardization. There aren't really clear industry-wide standards for how to govern AI and procurement yet, so companies are kind of figuring it out as they go. There's no standard way to vet AI systems, no clear responsibility for who oversees these powerful tools once they're up and running.
So a lot to think about. Even though the potential of AI is huge, companies need to be smart, careful, plan ahead, and really tackle these challenges head on. But despite all that, the market for AI and procurement seems to be booming, right?
Oh, yeah, it's growing like crazy. The global market was valued at about $1.9 billion in 2023, and it's projected to hit $22.6 billion by 2033. That's a compound annual growth rate, or CAGR, of over 28%. That's massive growth, shows how much demand there is for these technologies.
Is there any one region leading the charge in terms of adoption and investment?
North America is currently the biggest market. In 2023, they had about 38% of the global market, which translates to about $0.7 billion. So North American companies, they've been early adopters, investing heavily.
And within this AI procurement market, the part that focuses on generative AI, the kind that can create content, that seems to be exploding.
Absolutely. It's growing even faster than the overall market. Projections show it'll go from $174 million in 2023 to over $2.2 billion by 2032. That's a CAGR of about 33%. Another report predicts similar growth, saying it'll reach $0.56 billion by 2029 from $0.16 billion in 2024, a CAGR of almost 30%. The exact numbers might differ a bit, but the trend is clear. Generative AI and procurement is here to stay.
And just for context, how big is the overall AI software market across all industries, I mean?
It's huge. The global AI software market is expected to be worth over $63.4 billion. So the AI procurement market is a significant chunk of that, and it's only getting bigger.
We talked earlier about how many chief procurement officers are looking at or investing in generative AI. That's a pretty strong signal for the future.
Definitely. Deloitte's research showing that 92% of CPOs have evaluated generative AI and almost 11% are spending over $1 million on it. That tells you it's not just talk anymore. Companies are putting their money where their mouth is.
So what's driving all this growth? Why is AI in procurement taking off like this?
A few key factors. More data than ever before, and AI needs data. Supply chains are getting more complex globally, so companies need better tools to manage risk, optimize performance. Procurement is becoming more strategic, less transactional, which requires more advanced tech. And the whole digital transformation wave is pushing AI adoption in all sorts of areas, including procurement. And of course, the need to cut costs and improve efficiency, that's always a big driver.
And what about beyond 2025? What trends do you think will shape the AI procurement market in the long term?
We'll probably see AI integrate even more closely with cloud computing, making it easier and cheaper for companies to use. AI will combine with other technologies like the Internet of Things, big data, to create even more powerful procurement tools. We'll see more specialized AI solutions for specific industries. Sustainability and ethical sourcing, those are big trends, and AI can play a key role there. And who knows, maybe we'll even see some truly autonomous procurement systems where AI makes most of the decisions with minimal human input.
Well, it's clear AI is changing the game for procurement and fast. So as we wrap up this deep dive, any final thoughts for our listeners? What are the key takeaways about where AI in procurement is now and where it's headed?
The main takeaway is AI in procurement is here, it's real, and it's changing how companies do business. It can make things much more efficient, give you deeper insights, save you a lot of money. We're seeing real results already.
But like we discussed, there are challenges. You got to be aware of them, address them head on. Data quality, building expertise, managing the human side of things, security, governance, it's all important.
Definitely. But the market is moving towards AI adoption, that's clear. The economics are compelling, and the technology is only getting better.
So given the huge potential of AI to reshape procurement and all those challenges we talked about, here's something to think about. What will separate the companies that really nail AI in procurement from the ones that fall behind? And maybe even more importantly, based on what we've discussed today, what one thing will you do in your work to stay ahead of the curve? Thanks for joining us on the Deep Dive.